highlights from last week's high school football games on KNIA KRLS. Pella hosted Cedar Rapids Xavier, and apparently the Dutch never got the memo about Xavier was being the heavy favorite. Heard live on 92.1 KRLS with Trevor Castle and Randy Sikkema.
Deers and Barnes come wide left. Three receivers in a bunch to the top of the screen, and Hardman takes the snap. Pump fakes the screen. Now fires over the middle. Wide open, Colin Kurt, and all the way in! Touchdown, Pella! Hardman averaging 39 yards per punt. Boy, they're giving him a lot of room, and he takes off trying to run for it. He gets to the edge, and he has the first down out at midfield. Luke Hardman was waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting, and Xavier finally just let him run around the left side, gets the first down on a gain of 13 yards. Hardman 19 of 30 for 254 yards. Here's a blitz, under pressure, lobs it deep, looking for Kurt, makes the catch, breaks the tackle, and takes it in! Touchdown, Pella, Colin Kurt, 53 yards! Victory formation for Pella with 43 seconds to go. They take a snap, they take a knee, and they won't need to run another play. The Dutch have upset the defending state champions.
Final score, Pella 31, Cedar Rapids Xavier 21. Knoxville hosted Des Moines Hoover, and the Panthers sent the Huskies back to the capital city with their tails tucked. Heard live on 95.3 KNIA.
Kiefer waiting the snap, takes it helmet high, looks to throw towards the end zone. Touchdown, Kobe Higginbotham. 4 yards, he was flying through the air, and Kiefer hit him. He will give it to Yen, and Yen thrown down to the ground by Jack Bertrand. Big Jack came to play tonight. He is hungry for some Huskies, and he is dining on Des Moines Hoover players tonight. He will throw towards the end zone. Oh my goodness, wide open. Nobody around him was Connor Willoughby. My goodness. 31 yards, and Willoughby was so wide open, someone better give him a hug. I think he was lonely. Puts a foot into it and drives a line drive knuckleball. It's picked up by Keller. He's across the 50, 45, spins away to the 40, coming to the near side, to the 35, to the 30, to the 20, to the 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Jay Keller.
Final score, Knoxville 50, Des Moines Hoover, a casual observer. Pella Christian and Pleasantville met for an all-Marion County matchup, and the Eagles were cleared for flight. Live on KNIAKRLS.com, KRLS 2 with Andrew Schneider and J.D. Bohr.
Handoff goes to Schurz. He's got an edge at the 45, stiff arm to break one tackle. Jukes past another. He's down the sideline, and he is gone. 6 for the Eagles. Touchdown, Pella Christian. 47 yards for Benny Schurz, and the Eagles are pouring it on. Handoff goes right side here for Pella Christian on first down. Cooper Sprunk has a whole lot of space in Trojans territory. One man to be at the 30, shifts that tackle at the 20, and he is gone! 6 for the Eagles, touchdown Pella Christian. Cooper Sprunk from 59 yards. Bingham rolls out to his left, looking to throw. Airmails it to the end zone, and that is caught. 6 for the Trojans, touchdown Pleasantville. Yusef Goli ran a great route in the end zone, and it was a beautiful ball from the freshman to finish that one off. Handoff goes to Cook right side. He'll navigate his way in. 6 for the Trojans, touchdown Pleasantville, as Caleb Cook's on the board after a short gain and a long drive in the 2-minute drill.
Final score, Pella Christian 42, Pleasantville 14. Indianola and Carlisle met to settle differences along the borders of Warren County. Heard live on 94.3 KNIA with Andrew Swadner and Rick Wilson.
Going to look down the field, and what a play. The Indianola defense,
I think
he came up with it on the interception. I think that was Jack Strong, and he did intercept it at the 46-yard line. He dives for it and makes a massive defensive play. DeWall drops back to pass, looks down the field. He's going to roll to his right, throws down the field into the corner of the end zone, tipped up, and caught. Touchdown.
Yes.
Vinny Anderson, and Indianola strikes through the air.
Final score, Carlisle 17, Indianola 6. Norwalk and ADM opposed each other. Heard live on KNIAKRLS.com, KNIA 3 with Mike Effner and Chris Larson.
Finds Rodman
Nice catch in the end zone. Taylor Rodman hauls it in. The 17-yard touchdown pass from Aiden Harder.
Final score, ADM 47, Norwalk 14. PCM hosted Jessup to start district play. Heard live on KNIAKBLS.com. KBLS 3 with Clayton Sampson.
Dan Brook takes a snap and he's going to hand it to him. Robbins has some room. He's up the middle. He's at the 30. He's at the 25. He's at the 20. He makes a man miss. He's at the 15. He's at the 10. He's at the 5. Touchdown, Adrian Robbins. That's his third of the game. PCM touchdown. Trepto drops back the pass again. He's going to look deep this time, and he is going to throw it deep. And that pass is intercepted. PCM gets the interception, and they're going to start taking it back. They're at the 40, the 45, the 50. 40, and knocked out of bounds hard at the 40-yard line. And a flag is thrown. A late flag is thrown. That'll be a late hit. Van Dort pays the snap, and he's going to sneak it in, and he's going to be all the way in for the Mustang touchdown. Gavin Van Dort in for the touchdown on the QB sneak.
Final score, PCM 50, Jessup 7. Those were our high school football highlights from week 4 on KNIA KBLS.